Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur. And you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundationathearstcastle.com. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California. Come along and join us for a visit at the 300,000 square foot Oakland Museum of California, affectionately known as OMCA. It celebrates three historically independent disciplines, art, history, and natural sciences. OMCA's collections comprise more than 1.9 million objects, including seminal artworks, historical artifacts, ethnographic objects, natural specimens, and photographs. OMCA's diverse programming explores California's extraordinary natural landscapes, successive waves of migration, and its unique culture of creativity and innovation. OMCA's animated, interpretive tools and interactive features engage visitors and encourages them to share their own perspectives, questions, and stories while nurturing its intimate connection to the community by offering ongoing educational and outreach programs. Come along and join Lori Fogarty, Director and CEO at Oakland's Museum of California.
Lori Fogarty. I'm the director and CEO of the Oakland Museum of California.
Your background?
That's a good question, because in some ways I'm not a traditional museum director. I have not been a curator. Most museum directors kind of come up through the curatorial ranks, but I came up more through the administrative and fundraising area. But I've worked in museums in the Bay Area for 34 years.
Wow.
So at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and then at the Bay Area Discovery Museum, Children's Museum in Sausalito, and I've been here at OMCA for 16 years.
Did anybody ever tell you that you're spoiled?
I am spoiled. I've been very lucky.
So you know that.
I do. I'm grateful every day that I get to do what I do.
Here you are now in Oakland. What are you most proud of? Say I came and I had an hour to tour with you. Where would you first take?
So I would say I'm most proud that I think we have truly become an indispensable resource for this community. I think a lot of museums, the people who live here or the neighbors would say, oh, it's a great museum, but they wouldn't necessarily say, I consider this just central to my community. And I think we've become a place that such a broad array of people who live in Oakland and the East Bay feel a real sense of connection and belonging.
Doesn't happen by accident.
No, it sure doesn't.
you guys have to come up with strategic programs and events that draw the community.
That's right. Well, you know, we are fortunate in that we're a museum of art, history, and natural sciences all about California. So we have a big palette to work with. I mean, we have such an interesting array of content we can draw from, an amazing collection, and really compelling stories. And that's what we try to do, is lift up stories of California that are sometimes not as well known, or people think they know something about it, but we provide a different kind of point of entry to it. Yeah. And I think we're able to connect the past with what's happening today and be actually really relevant in people's lives.
And going back in time, I know there have been an inordinate number of very famous Western artists who lived in Berkeley and Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Going way back.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're carrying on a long tradition here because it's a beautiful part of the world, and artists are drawn to gorgeous places. It's always been a place that's been known both for its natural beauty and its cultural diversity. And it's also always been known as a place of experimentation and mm-hmm. boldness and risk-taking. And all of that has drawn artists for a long, long time.
I know my time visiting university museums like in Ann Arbor and whatnot, they make sure to do a multidisciplinary dance and music and whatnot. Talk to us about how you do interdisciplinary.
Well, we do multi and interdisciplinary work in a couple ways. One is because we are a multidisciplinary institution, and not only do we have collections and programming in art history and natural sciences, we actually make those connections very deliberately. So we'll really tie artistic expression to, you know, what's happened here in the landscape, or we'll make the connection between history and creative expression. So we do it in that way, but we're also, as you can see, an incredibly beautiful campus, indoor, mm-hmm. outdoor space. We have gardens. Our gardens have a stage. And so we do a lot of live time-based programming. We do performing arts, we do dance, we do spoken word. So we're also making the connection with other art forms.
You're not encyclopedic, or you are?
Well, we are encyclopedic, or if your encyclopedia is California. And so, you know, traditionally people think of encyclopedic museums having art from Africa or China or Asia, mm-hmm. or you know, medieval or Renaissance art. Our art is mostly of the last couple of hundred years, mm-hmm. although we do have, you know, native collections that are much older. But we're encyclopedic in that we tell a very broad story of California with large collections.
I just spent an hour in the California history area, and I was back in the gold rush. That
yes.
was really cool.
Well, you know, the history gallery, if you're looking for a place to come and understand what California is and what is unique about California, but also to uplift untold stories, our Gallery of California History is a place to, you know, make a destination, I believe.
Cool. Are you discovering new things? Do people come in with a box of old things when somebody passes on?
All the time. I mean, what I do love about this job and why I do feel so fortunate is we are taking on new topics all the time.
Example.
And so, well, you know, we just did an exhibition this last year about Afrofuturism. It was a topic I knew very little about, and we become immersed and really learn about that. We also are constantly discovering stories. People, I just heard a story of one of our community partners told about a community of Black and Latino and Native people right here in Hayward, just south of the museum, that was a community that was destroyed through eminent domain in the 60s. Never heard that story before, and now we're exploring it as a topic that we may do an exhibition around.
And luckily you have some archival photos and whatnot.
We do. We have a lot of collections to draw from, and you know, that's the fun. That's the magic, is when we hear those stories and we can make the connections between, well, what does that mean about today? That was eminent domain in the 60s. We think of it as gentrification today. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, those historic connections, and then how we can really tell that story with objects and artifacts.
Talk to us a little bit more about what somebody would experience here. Like, I've been here not enough time. You know, I got stuck in California early history room.
I think you'll come here and it will be not like any other museum you might have been to before. If you have a picture of what, you know, for example, the Metropolitan Museum looks like, of this kind of grand staircase, we are a museum that is indoor, outdoor. We have a full campus, 7 acres, 4 city blocks. You can spend time outside and enjoy the gardens. We're connected right across the street from Lake Merritt, which is really the kind of hub of Oakland. And leave plenty of time, because we have about 110,000 square feet of gallery space, about 90,000 square feet that are our collection galleries, and then we have temporary exhibitions as well. So we love that a lot of our visitors are local, and they come and they're members, or they come on a Friday night and they, you know, take in, you know, a little piece of the museum, but they're back many times during the course of the year.
And you have a restaurant on site, correct?
We do. We have a restaurant called Town Fair, and it's operated by Chef Michelle McQueen, and it is just like Oakland. It's Seoul meets California, and it's delicious food, but very fresh, and, you know, very healthy food, but some great macaroni and cheese and fried chicken as well.
before we go, a little bit more about what somebody would experience taking a tour through museum indoors.
Well, I think what I would suggest is that this is a place for people of all ages. So if you're, you know, if you're a science buff, if you're a history buff, if you're an art lover, there will be something for you. But we're also very hands-on, very interactive, lots of things to touch and do. So well, if you're coming with a family, you are not going to be, we're not a place where people are, you know, it's not hands off or keep your voice down. It's a place to interact.
And that follows that it's palpable. They're not here right now, but school groups.
That's right.
I bet that goes on all the time.
Well, it has. We've missed our school visitors in the last couple of years with COVID. You know, field trips have been fewer and farther between. But in a typical year, we'll have over 20,000 students and teachers. You know, every fourth grader takes California history.
Right.
So we are a destination for the fourth grade classes in the Bay Area. And usually during the school year, it's loud with the voices of kids.
So that hopefully will happen again.
We're looking forward to being back with students on site this fall.
What are the things, the elements you're most proud of that are distinctive and semi-unique anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you came here and you wanted to make a stop in each of the galleries, you mentioned the Gold Rush, which is, of course, a real highlight of our Gallery of California history. I love the section on Black power and the history of civil rights and Black civil rights in particular in Oakland and California, something that not everybody knows about. And I would say don't miss that in the History Gallery. Some of my favorite artists in the Art Gallery, we do have, you know, wonderful Richard Diebenkorn and Wayne Thiebaud, some of our most beloved California artists. But we have a fantastic photography collection and we own the archives of Dorothea Lange.
Wow.
So we always have a selection of Dorothea Lange works.
How did that happen?
She lived in Berkeley, and she and her husband, who was a professor at UC Berkeley, made the decision to gift her archives and her collection to the museum before she died.
Wow, very cool. After she
passed away, her husband, you know, made several gifts, so we have the largest collection. And then in the Natural Sciences Gallery, we have a beautiful space that's really dedicated to the oceans, and particularly Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary, a place you actually can't get to. It is offshore off of Point Reyes, but one of the most spectacular ocean environments anywhere, off the California coast. So those would be three of my favorites if you want to make a stop in each of the three galleries. The other thing that I often, when I have visitors come here, we go into the gardens and we call it the Peace Terrace. You can see it just over my shoulder.
Oh, there's a peace sign.
It's a Tony Labatt sculpture called Big Peace. It's a big, huge yellow peace sign. And it's very prominent. You can see it from across the lake. But if you go up to that terrace, I think you get one of the best views of Oakland ever. Looking down onto Lake Merritt, the surrounding hills, and you really get a sense of the museum, but also, and this in this amazing architecture, our landmark brutalist architecture. But then you get a real sense of the beauty of Oakland.
Minimalist anyway, huh?
That's right. Well, this was, you know, this building was a revolution in museum architecture when it opened in 1969. And, you know, some people find it minimalist or a little bit cold, but our beautiful gardens warm that up.
Well, the absence of fenestration makes it hold up in a universal timeless
sense. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It is intended to create the space for activity.
And in defense, it looks much younger.
That's right. Yeah. Well, everything mid-century is looking cool these days, and our building is no exception to that.
That's really cool. So if somebody wanted to learn more about your world here.
Yeah, well, check out our website, museumca.org. You'll find everything you need to know about visiting the museum, some highlights of upcoming exhibitions, you know, the great work in our collection. And then follow us on social media. Our team does a great job in posting not only, you know, programs that are coming up, but really great stories from our collection, objects and artifacts that even if you can't visit us in person, you can learn a lot about California just by following our social media.
On which vehicle social media works the best for you guys?
You know, a lot of people follow us on Instagram because it's so visual.
Right.
I mean, of course, we have Facebook and Twitter, but I think our Instagram posts are terrific just because you get the full visual, and including, you know, video and film that really brings it to life. And I'm Lori Fogarty. I'm the director of the Oakland Museum of California, and look forward to seeing you again and your listeners as well. Come to Oakland. It's a very special place.
I think I have to spend about 2 days here, right?
Well, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you know, you can go from here, from the bay to the hills. I know you've
No, I'm talking about inside
at the Oakland Museum. And I still discover things. I mean, and we change things all the time. So it is a place where you could spend the day, you can get a great meal. We have a fabulous store, so you can enjoy, you know, local crafts and books and resources related to our exhibitions, and then pop over right across the street to Lake Merritt.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California. We'll see you here. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur. And you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundation@hearstcastle.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
All the leaves are brown. Yeah, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming. Such a winter's day. Well, I stopped into a church I passed along the way. Got down on my knees, I began to pray. The preacher likes a cold. He knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stay. Well, California. you're dreaming. On such a winter's day, California dreaming. On such a winter's day, California dreaming.